You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, joined this week by Orioles broadcaster Jim Hunter to talk about the O's as about 2 weeks to go until opening day. Jim, once you get into spring training, it seems like it really zips along. So far, how has your spring been going as far as watching this Orioles team get ready for the season?
Well, it's been an interesting camp because they lost their first 10 games and tied a couple. But, of course, that's probably the least thing that we all should be focusing on down here. But up until Matt Wieters going down with a sore elbow, there really was no intrigue in the camp. And that's what you're really looking for. You know, you're looking for a nice, clean, calm camp with the players getting their work done and with players who are trying to impress to possibly earn jobs, getting that done. And we have seen that. And as most major league managers run their camp, and Buck Showalter certainly does this, the regulars make very few road games until the final week of the season. And that's probably why you're seeing so much inconsistency with the one-loss record. They've had a lot of early road games where the regulars don't go. But what that's done is it's given opportunity to some of the other players to show what they could do. So I really think it's a solid camp. It's always well-run. Buck doesn't miss a thing, and you know, they have a lot of support staff down here, and the players that don't go on the road with the team always have their work done. There's plenty of coaches to help out, so I think it's running smoothly, and that's really what you're looking for when you come to a 7-week spring training camp.
Absolutely. You mentioned Wieters, and there's nothing scarier than a guy who had Tommy John surgery having soreness in his right elbow. But the MRI, no structural damage, so a big sigh of relief, I think, for the Orioles. But as far as Wieters go, how does this set him back? I mean, he's still trying to get ready for the regular season, and you want to have him behind home plate on opening day. What is this, like, soreness and just him getting back on the field? How does this work into his time frame?
Well, the MRI, the team orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Jacobs, decided that that would be a good route to go just to be certain because the X-ray was negative. But when you're talking about a Tommy John surgery, he rehabbed from that and did get back last year. September, he played quite a bit last year. But you just want to be sure. And there were some theories that maybe some scar tissue broke loose because the play that it happened on, it was an attempted steal in the top of the first, and it came here in Sarasota. And then he came out of the game right after that. But the MRI was clean. Both Dr. Jacobs and our other orthopedic surgeons looked it over. They sent it to Dr. Andrews, who did the surgery on Matt's elbow. He concurred that there's no structural damage. And ever since he came out of the game last week, the swelling has subsided and the discomfort has subsided. So now once they're convinced that everything is fine in that regard with the soreness gone, then he's got to go through the rehab, if you will, of the strengthening exercises. And that'll be in the weight room with the trainers and the trainers watching everything that he does. Then that progresses to getting back on the field and throwing a baseball. So I know Buck did tell the beat reporters this morning before the split squad game at Fort Myers that he is still hopeful that he can be back for opening day because you're talking, well, we're about 2 weeks and 4 days or so away from opening day, so 2.5 weeks. Whether or not Matt can get back and get up to full speed by then remains to be seen. But as long as he doesn't have another setback, he's got a shot. And I think it was a sigh of relief because this guy worked so hard coming back from the Tommy John surgery and then had the little setback last year in spring training, ironically, on a stolen base attempt, and then he was out until June. They don't believe this is anywhere near that. So Buck was optimistic today, as he normally is, and said hopefully Matt will be back by opening day. But again, it's a time frame that they will not rush. He's too important to the team. And if he's back April 15th instead of April 4th, so be it. They want to back 100%, and that's what they're going to do.
We know the Orioles are going to hit in 2016. When you look at that lineup, we know they're going to hit home runs. So I think it's kind of a consensus that the key to this team being successful is going to be how the starting rotation goes and how the bullpen goes and the pitching overall. Obviously, Yovani Gallardo was a key signing in the offseason, late in the offseason, and an addition to this rotation, but a couple of tough starts so far in spring. Jim, at what point do you go from just chalking that up to, hey, he's getting ready for the season, to actually being concerned about how he's pitching on the mound?
Well, I think in his case, it's much too early to use that word concerned. He's only made a couple of starts because he did sign late, so he was behind everybody else. And he's got to build up the arm strength. You know, his last outing was a rough one because he's giving up home runs. He's given up four home runs in his two starts down here, which is kind of funny because that's one of the things that was attractive to the Orioles about Gallardo is that generally he keeps the ball in the ballpark. I mean, last year he only gave up 15 home runs, and he played, you know, half of his games, half the home games in Texas, which is a hitter's ballpark. So I don't think there's any concern yet. I mean, with a guy like him who's 30 years old, he's been around, he knows how to get ready for the season. The velocity is not where it will be. He's been, you know, mid-80s, 86, because he's still building up the arm strength. Now, he's going to pitch on Saturday. He's going to pitch against a division opponent in Tampa Bay, and obviously he's looking for better results. But I think there's some concern overall with the rotation because last year there were so many underachieving years by the starters. But I think with Giovanni, because of his track record and the fact that he's been through this before, I mean, you look at what he's done. He's got seven straight years of 30 or more starts and seven straight years of 180 or more innings. You know, you don't rack up that many innings if you don't know how to adjust, and I believe he'll adjust. You know, the secondary pitches are always the last to come around down here. Mentioned that his fastball velocity is not where it will be, but he still has several more starts to stretch out the arm. Kevin Gausman was the first to reach four innings. That was a good sign. He got a little fatigued in the fourth inning, but he still made it through. And now they're starting to build that up. So I think because of his veteran status and his track record, you kind of go with what they know, that he knows how to get ready. And I think you leave the concern. You know, obviously, if this keeps up every start where he's giving up a long ball and having a hard time getting deeper in the games, then it might become one. But I think for him individually, it's a bit too early for that.
You mentioned Gausman, and I think he's so key to this team because he's the guy, you look at his stuff, and he has front-of-the-line type stuff, although he's still young, obviously, and still getting there. But I wanted to talk to you about Chris Tillman a little bit because you mentioned guys who had disappointing or underachieving years a year ago, and Tillman kind of jumps out at you as one of those guys. You know, he was the ace of the staff a couple of years ago when they were in the postseason. He made his debut on Tuesday, an inning and two-thirds. The numbers weren't there, but as you said with Gallardo, it's too early to care really about the numbers. What did Tillman think about his outing, and how do you feel about Tillman going into the season? Can he get back to what he was a couple of years ago?
Well, there's every hope that he can because he did it. You know, you don't have a year like he did in 2014 and suddenly forget how to be a pitcher. And let's not forget, in 2013, he went 16-7. You know, so he was a 16-game winner. Then last year, in 2014, in the playoff year, he was 13-6 with a better ERA than he had in 2013. Last year, his ERA was just a shade under 5. He missed the 200 innings mark, which he had done back-to-back years, and he won 11 games. He had one of those years last year where he was plagued by the bad innings. You know, there were several starts where he just couldn't get the final out and get off the field and get the Orioles up to bat. But, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's a guy that has really good stuff. Buck won't announce his opening day starter, but I just did the math a little while ago. Tillman is scheduled to pitch this Sunday against Tampa Bay, and if you count out to April 4th, it marks all the way from Tillman on Sunday up to April 4th, which would mean he's the opening day pitcher. So you're right. I mean, he has to get back the consistency he had the prior 2 years because that's what it's all about on this team. I mean, if you look at the past 2 years, the playoff year in 14 and then 81 and 81 last year, in 2014, the Orioles team ERA was 3.43. Last year, they were 4.05. So you're up above 4, and the starters' ERA last year was 4.53. Which means, I mean, this is simplistic, but if your starters are 4.53, you're saying, all right, boys, go out and get me 5 today, and we got a good chance. You just can't win games consistently like that. So they are very well aware that the success of the season overall is going to rest with those 5 pitchers. And what's interesting is Buck made a comment the other day that there is still competition for those 5 positions. We've all been under the assumption that the 5 that were – you know, the returnees and then Gallardo being added to it with Gausman going in and place of Chen, that we knew who the 5 were going to be. But that may not necessarily be the case because Buck made a comment yesterday that I thought was intriguing. He said, you don't want to go north with the right 25. You want to go north with the best 25. Because if you think about it, I don't know that anyone can win a pennant in April, but you certainly can lose a pennant in April if you get off to a bad start. And that's where the starting pitching has to turn around. So if they give this team a chance, I mean, just, you know, six innings more times than not, keep the team in the game, this bullpen is going to be as good or better than last year. And as you mentioned earlier, this team is going to score a ton of runs. There are eight players that should be everyday players that have the potential to hit 30 home runs. I mean, if you think about that. Now, obviously, all of them aren't going to do that. But if three of them do it, that'll set a team record for most players with 30 home runs of the season.
One more thing.
The starting staff just has to give them a chance. Let those big bullies hit those home runs and then turn the ball over to the bullpen.
Excellent. One more thing I wanted to get your thoughts on, Jim, is Hyun-Soo Kim, because nobody has more to adjust to this spring than this guy, obviously coming over from overseas, and he got off to such a tough start, but he's gotten some hits now, two-hit game on Wednesday. He's got to get past the language barrier and adjusting to the U.S. game and everything over here. Does it seem like it's starting to click a little bit for him?
Yeah, he's looked a bit better the last couple of outings, and he did look good yesterday. He had a base hit, a soft hit line drive that went off the shortstop's glove, and that certainly is good. He also had a ground ball infield base hit to deep shortstop. Right now, he is an opposite field hitter. Apparently, in the Korean Baseball League, the pitchers there don't possess the velocity that the major league pitchers have, and that's something that he's really trying to very hard to adjust to. You know, the Pirates brought in a couple of guys yesterday out of the bullpen that both were throwing 98. They just don't have that in Korea. So it's a major, major adjustment for him, and he's going to have to do it because that's what he's going to see more times than not. Although I do remember when Nick Markakis was a rookie, he went through something very similar in that spring training and then the first couple of months of the year, and then he was able to find the adjustment spot, and he became, as you know, a very, very good hitter. So they're hopeful that will happen with Kim, but I do believe the quality of play that he's seeing here, in particular with the velocity of the pitchers, is something that I'm not going to say it snuck up on him, but it certainly has to be enlightening to him because he is having a difficult time adjusting to the velocity. And maybe that's why right now he looks to me to be an opposite field hitter, trying to hit everything to left field or most things to left field. He's got a really good swing. I mean, when you watch him in BP, everything is smooth. He goes through the ball, and BP is able to pull the ball quite a bit. But they're hopeful he can make the adjustment. And it's interesting that there's always opportunity in the spring, especially with all these road games early. And one guy you got to keep your eye on is Joey Rickard. He's the Rule 5 kid from Tampa Bay. He's having a real good spring, and I'll tell you, this guy can run him down in the outfield. He's one of the best defensive outfielders I've seen in years. And somebody's got to be on this team to give Adam Jones a day off, and this kid is a natural center fielder. So while one is struggling, you see somebody else having an opportunity and seizing it. And that's really what spring is all about. You know, the regulars know they're going to be on the team, but for those precious final few roster spots, there are guys that are fighting. And Kim is in that mix for left field, and Joey Rickard is for a bench spot. Left field is the one position out there that really is undecided for a starter. So we'll see how it goes. But they're hopeful. Kim had a monster year last year in Korea, which is what attracted the Orioles. A lot of home runs, a lot of RBIs, and they're hoping he could just be a contributor. And the one thing about him, I will say, he does not strike out. He at least gets his bat on the ball, puts the ball in play. And if you put the ball in play, good things can happen.
This has been MLB.com Extras, the Orioles edition. Jim Hunter, thanks so much for pinch hitting this week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.